Push a little daisies.
Thomas gets onto it.
Push a little daisies.
Thomas is uploaded the biggest.
Marty, Daisy Thomas with us this morning.
Daisy.
Hello, team. How are we all?
Good.
Lovely day.
To see you.
Great to be in here with you.
Ooh. Without divulging too much of your private life, I know you got a chance to catch up with some mates at the pub on the weekend, which would be a rare treat for you.
It was. The Sunday rub was cut short as we didn't have a game to do post that, as we were up to Sydney for the GWS clash. So we threw to the great Barry Denner up there and we just wandered down to Lamaro's.
How lovely.
What an absolute delight.
Did you have lunch or was it just all liquid?
No, we had lunch.
How
lunch
lovely.
And a couple of drinks, and very civil too, because a few of us still had to go to work that night. So,
yeah, well, there's always things to do in your world, particularly on the weekends.
Correct. But no, that was a nice change up for a Sunday.
The big news, I guess, is Jordan De Goey heading to the tribunal tomorrow. It was pretty ugly. Elijah Hewitt of the West Coast, who was just a 19-year-old kid, wasn't he?
Fourth game. So there's a couple of parts to this story, of course. The bump, which will be 3 to 4 matches everyone's going with.
Mm.
I went back to round one, the Shane McAdam bump against the GWS player.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It was almost horizontal.
Correct. And then, of course, in that same, it was Keziah Pickett as well in those early games. So the Shane McAdam bump got 3 weeks.
Mm.
They went to the tribunal. 3 weeks stood. So I think something similar for Geordie's fair.
Mm.
If it went to 4 weeks, I don't think anyone would be surprised, but I think 3 weeks on precedent.
He had an opportunity to pull out of it.
I mean,
I don't know. You know better than me.
He did. He had an opportunity to sort of
change the shape of it.
Correct, or try and tackle him, give away a free kick. But once you commit in that sort of split-second decision that everyone's saying, once you commit that, right, I'm going to get this bloke, and then he offloads the ball.
Mm.
Well, if you tackle him, you know, he's going to get a free kick. If you bump him and get him high, you're in trouble. And unfortunately for Geordie, when he went through the Rolodex of options, he picked the wrong one, and now he misses a substantial amount of footy, which is a shame because he was absolutely flying.
Yeah. Mm.
And if you think about to this point last year when he went away famously to Bali.
He finds a lot of ways to self-sabotage this bloke.
Yeah, but in this instance, it's you almost feel for him.
Well, it's at least a football incident.
That's something. But he's been brilliant. Like, the turnaround in what he's done from the New York incident, the Bali incident, and then to come out and play the football he has.
Mm.
The club showed faith. He re-signed.
Yep.
And he's earned the respect back of the footballing community, and I'm sure of the football club. Maybe the wider community still wants some more good deeds done, but in terms of what he's done on field, it's been absolutely unbelievable, comparable to Marcus Bontempelli's season.
Mm-hmm.
He's the third favourite for the Brownlow medal at the moment. If you go through the stats, it's very, very similar. So he was flying, which is a shame for the Pies, who now will miss him coming into the King's birthday, of course, which is going to be massive.
Massive game.
Big freeze as well. So if you can, get out to Bunnings or Coles or online and buy yourself a MND beanie.
Well said.
Mm.
What do you reckon Craig McRae says to him?
I think he'd be fine. I don't think he would put any added pressure. Geordie would know that he's buggered up.
Yeah.
He's, for all the indiscretions he's had, he's not a complete deal. He gets it. He understands that this is just unfortunate. It is part of the game. We've seen a lot of players make the wrong decision on the field in terms of a tackle, a bump, all these options that have come through, and it happens. It does happen. It's just unfortunate. As we say, it's happened to a guy that we love to talk about, but more so when he seemed like he was going really, really well.
The Suns, could they be on track to play their first ever finals series?
Well, they
Daisy.
Could. It's interesting because
they're 11th and they're out of the 8 on percentage.
Yes. Look, we love to pile in to Stewie Jew, and the media does when they're going not so great. Now they're going along nicely. They've had a couple of really good wins in the past fortnight, and they sort of just go in the abyss and no one really gives a stuff.
Yeah, it's very true, isn't it?
It's sort rather of unfair,
mind.
Really.
It's out of mind, out of sight, isn't it?
Correct. So it would be fantastic because it is almost finals or bust, I feel, for Stewie Jew and that footy club, because you can't continue just to live in that space of 9th to 12th. They're the easiest spots to finish every season.
Well, particularly with all of the advantages they've been given over the last God knows how many years. I mean, if you can't build a list around the opportunities the AFL have given you, well, what hope have you got?
And that's sort of the comparison then obviously becomes to GWS, who in the competition, similar stage, they've made it to finals regularly,
played
off in a grand final, albeit got absolutely flogged by Richmond on that occasion. So the Gold Coast Sun, I would love to see it. I think it would be fantastic for them. And then that sort of gives them some relevance. If they can come in and win a final, making the finals is the first thing. But if they can win one, they then become a really relevant, and then they have some expectation of, right, this is where we are. Incremental improvement.
Mm.
we then have to go up and start to challenge, which, again, with the list and what they're doing, shouldn't be that far-fetched.
No. Five sliders have been confirmed for the big freeze. Eric Banner.
Oh, yes.
That is massive.
Uncle Chop Chop.
Jason Dunstall.
Chieftain.
Mick Fanning.
Yes.
Taylor Harris and Abigailmy.
Oh, nice one.
So there's some fun going on there. And Conrad Sewell is confirmed to perform.
Ooh.
Well, that's a shame. But other than that, other than Conrad, I think it'll be a lovely day.
Your words.
Daisy Thomas with us this morning and back for the rush hour this afternoon as well.
Yes, Daisy.
Look, yeah.
This is fun.
You can't get enough of me. I'll be doing the midday segment as well. And,
Brayshaw is, of course, going over for the international test.
Yeah, the championship.
And you'll be sitting alongside the wonderful Billy Brownless.
Yes, which should be some good fun.
It will be.
I reckon.
It'll be great fun.
Yeah.
Let's just have a quick look at the round gone by. Melbourne Carlton on Friday night. What did you think of your Blues? Gee, they're under the pump. Caro's saying they're staying at hotels.
They're not staying at
Patrick Cripps is coming out and defending himself.
I'm not going on the jumping on the Caro bandwagon because last time we were in here, I had a laugh along, and then next minute there was arrows coming at me, and I was in trouble.
I thought you'd have a little go with me.
No. We can go the other member on that show, but we won't go at Caro. Melbourne it was a pretty gross game of football, if we're being completely honest. Skill level bad,
awful.
It was just not good. But the Blues again found a way to produce very little. Six goals again. So that was 6 goals against the D's, 6 against Sydney, 7 against the Pies, and 8 against the Dogs in their last month.
God, I didn't realise it was that bad.
Yeah, so for all their great ability to score in terms of Charlie Curnow, Harry Mackay, who are Coleman medalists, it has really dried up, and they look like they're playing with the expectation and weight of the world on their shoulders.
Well, a blow up in the change rooms between...
It doesn't help.
...between Matheson and the CEO.
Yes.
Or is he the president?
I'm not sure, but they are all the big wigs in there, which you don't really need to...
Change room blow up.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's more for your players,
I
would have
thought so.
Yeah, jump in the boardroom if you want to have a little bit of a spat.
Let's leave the blow-ups in the change room to the playing group and the coaching staff. So Matheson's taking his bat and ball and going home.
They need to understand that doesn't help, though. And I know that it's all based on passion and they think they're doing the right thing for the football club. But
it's such bad luck.
As a player, you'd love to have, you know, the unconditional support and, you know, we're not going to be fraying and fracturing in and around that area. Because that seems to be a real pattern. And this was the year for Carlton because there was expectation. They gassed it last year on the way home, lost to Melbourne with the last kick and the same with the Pies.
Yeah.
Jamie Elliott, famously. So this was a year where it was all meant to happen. And unfortunately, at the minute, it is not. And they are a week or two away. Another loss, which they have Essendon this weekend, which another opportunity.
Massive
so they've had the Pies, the D's, and now Essendon in the last month. It becomes a massive game and, you know, it's almost stuff the game plan, throw it out the window. We're going back to the old school.
Mm.
Just have a crack and we'll see where we land because it can't get any worse.
Yeah. Mm. What else did you like across the weekend?
I liked what the Pies did.
Yep.
I liked what Port Adelaide did. This was a funny game.
Port thumped them.
96 points up, I think they got at some point, and then it came back to 50-odd in the end. The first half is as clinical as you'll see a football side put a performance together.
What did you say the halftime score was?
It was about 100-20.
Yeah.
So it was
thumping.
We had Ethan in the stats box and he's looking up records. It was getting into that
and
sort of territory.
The stats guys love it when this stuff happens. The needle just really starts to move.
What's
the abacus comes out and they get really excited.
1896.
ESPN info blows up.
Correct. You just see the spinning wheel of death in their head going. But Porter really flying. So that's 9 in a row. Looking at 10 this weekend.
Club record.
Club record, of course. And, you know, the players that we're speaking about, Zach Butters, Rosie, Finlayson, are playing some unbelievable football. They're still probably a defender short, in my opinion, to stop some of the really big hitters, but they are going along really nicely. Geelong took on the Bulldogs, and that was a massive win. So Geelong now in the 8, I believe, as it stands. I think they've snuck into
8th
position. Which is huge. So that's
good win for them.
Near on season defining victory. They go into the bye now, and then they obviously have a lot of players out. They get some back. They've been pretty open with where they're at, that they expectation is to try and make a final. We'll get enough players back that then we can have a tilt from there. So,
couple of nights on the source early on in the bye?
Yeah, absolutely.
Two or three?
It's always interesting, the discussion around that. You always say one or two, but it probably leaks out to four.
Wow, I wasn't expecting four. Yeah, so that's course, but I'll be there.
They're all responsibly.
I'll be there. What are we wearing?
Do it responsibly.
Giants Richmond ended up being a really great game of footy.
Yeah, that was a cracker, and well done to Andrew McWalter. Yeah. His first win as an interim coach. Giants, that was a cracking game of footy, as you say. 16 to 15 goals, up and back, end to end, even the last 3 minutes. The goals that were being scored, they had a red hot crack. And for the Tigs, again, they just found a way to win after losing a couple of weeks of close ones. So we like what they're doing. North Melbourne, that was another honourable loss.
Jesus, mate. Oh, wow. No.
Are we allowed to say that? No.
Only thing I said to Will today was don't say honourable loss.
Oh, sorry.
That's the third honourable loss in a row.
Don't say.
I don't know. I mean, it's great from a North Melbourne sort of supporter point of view to see them having an absolute crack. So that is great.
Georgie Wardlaw?
How good was he? Yeah. He is tough and hard. And this is where you have to get excited if you are North Melbourne.
It's a shock of hair, though, isn't it? It's wonderful.
Yeah, it almost looks fake.
It does.
It's toupee areas, the way it sort of bobs and goes up and down. And
what do you got in that?
Yeah.
Dry shampoo?
Maybe you could go with that look.
It's probably too late for me. Yeah. Mate, I know you've got a big day. I know you've got to come in at the other end of this afternoon with the rush hour. Have a lovely time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Lovely to see you, mate.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.